From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your weekly 2-minute Texas crop and weather report for August 21st, 2012. El Nino currently developing in the tropical Pacific could mean an improved agricultural lookout for all of Texas. Today I talked with Dr. John Nielsen-Gaiman, state climatologist and Regents Professor at Texas A&M University.
Well, we have El Nino developing in the tropical Pacific, which is unusually warm tropical temperatures, which shifts the pattern of tropical convection and usually leads to a cool and wet winter for Texas.
For all of Texas?
Well, the signal's strongest in the south, and it gets weaker in the north. Mm-hmm. But it's generally beneficial for the whole state.
How strong is this El Nino?
Right now, it looks like it's going to be weak to moderate. Mm-hmm. The sea surface temperatures are running about half a degree to a degree above normal. It would have to be about 1.5 to 2 degrees above normal to be a strong one. Mm-hmm. But it's a nice switch from the last couple of years, which were La Nina events, which tend to favor dry conditions. Mm-hmm.
As I recall, we talked about the North Atlantic temperatures being high.
Yeah, they're still running above normal, so that's a strike against us, especially for summer and fall. So sometime around November, statistically, the Pacific starts taking over and having a bigger impact on our weather. By the way, just want to emphasize on it, the rain with El Nino is not a sure thing, just like dry conditions with La Nina is not a sure thing. We saw last year La Nina conditions, but yet, because of the way the weather worked out, we ended up having near to above normal rainfall across the state. For the sake of West Texas, I hope this El Nino comes through for us and gives us wet weather, but there's no guarantee of that.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.